Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to ICO 101, a Crypto 101 podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Paul. At ICO 101, we look at initial coin offerings, security token offerings, utility token offerings, and general crowd sale offerings from an average consumer's perspective. We preview pre- and post-sale offerings while engaging with the leaders of those companies in order to help you make an informed decision on how you want to participate in these tokens, securities, or initial coin offerings. ICO 101 Podcast is on the Crypto 101 Podcast feed, so if you like this show, then you need to find Crypto 101 Podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, and CastBox. Leave a positive rating and subscribe. It helps us stay at the top charts, and we really, really appreciate it. Visit our website at ico101podcast.com. I'm also very active on Twitter, so please follow me there at supaaronpaul, S-U-P-A-A-R-O-N-P-A-U-L. While you are there, follow the show at ico101podcast. Send me all the private messages you want. I love getting them, and I try to respond as fast as I can. And now for the fine print. I am not a professional investment institution, bank, lawyer, or accountant. I'm not offering any legal, accounting, or financial advice. So please make sure you listen, take notes, research, and make your own informed decision regarding STOs, ICOs, ITOs, and general crowd sales. This week's ICO interview is with Darren Louis, the co-founder of Anko Solutions, a blockchain-based health tech solutions platform focusing on end-to-end digital financing and blockchain application development to facilitate the digital launch of health tech projects. Darren is also co-founder, president, and executive director of Aptorium Group, which is a Hong Kong-based biopharmaceutical company. Prior to that, Darren built most of his career with Barclays Bank, with its structured capital markets group in London, Singapore, and New York. After Barclays, Darren set up a securities dealing and asset management firm in Hong Kong. This was one of the most difficult interviews I think that I've done since starting ICO 101 podcast. It was difficult because I'm not a pharmaceutical expert, or a beginner for that matter, a venture capitalist by any means, nor am I a banker. I don't think that matters though, because I'm an average dude. And as an average dude, I wanted to ask Darren average layman questions to figure out if this is the type of company I would invest in. I mean, they're coming on the show because they would like the average consumer to participate in their ICO. So I apologize in advance if some of the questions are too simple, but I'm a simple guy. I hope you learn as much as I did about the problems the health tech industry face and the use case of blockchain integration within it. Enjoy. Darren Louis, co-founder of Anko Solutions. Thank you for being on ICO 101.
Hello, Aaron. Very excited to be here today.
Before we talk about Anko, we like to frame the conversation by starting out with you and who you are. So let's start there. Who are you?
Sure.
You have a heck of a background. And I think that there's no coincidence that Anko has such a wide and deep mission. And I think that your background parallels that. So tell us
sure,
about yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Aaron. So yeah, my name is Darren Louis, one of the co-founders of Anko. My background has always been for many years in the financial industry. So very much since I graduated in London, spent most of the next 12 years in a combination of in the accounting industry as well as the banking industry. I was previously almost 10 years at Barclays Capital between London, Singapore, and the New York office, so pretty much around the world. And through that experience, I was very privileged to be able to observe and build up experience in the investment banking industry through the regulated financial institution industry as well, which has been a real eye-opener for me. And through that decade of experience, I was able to see a lot of financial transactions, how companies demand or require transactional support for their day-to-day business, and because of the extensive banking connections around the world, we're able to see a very wide range of different type of company businesses that request various degrees of transactional support. And I was very lucky to be able to work with a wide variety of industries. And on the back of that, in particular, healthcare industry was a very exciting sector for us as well. It's always remained to be a growth industry for many, many years. And through that experience, we were able to tackle or to able to resolve or provide solutions to some of the day-to-day problems which a lot of these healthcare companies face themselves as well. So through that background, in the last couple of years, came back to Hong Kong and we were able to set up some very interesting pharmaceutical projects as well as healthcare projects that are either passing through Hong Kong or we're actually ourselves being a co-developer of that project itself to try to help them bring them into the forefront of the industry and to make it a success story, and which I'm happy to talk a little bit more in a couple of minutes as well. So most of my background has always been in the banking industry itself. Again, a little bit about the other co-founder, Mr. Ian Hoon. He himself has also been through a banking industry background. However, he actually has a even additional healthcare touch to his career. He was actually a healthcare analyst at Janus Mutual Funds, where okay. he worked in Colorado for a number of years after graduating from Princeton University. And for him, he has always been an avid investor in the healthcare industry itself.
So how did you guys get into the crypto blockchain space?
it's a very exciting industry. I mean, Ian, both ourselves, we went back 30 years. So Ian and myself, we've been long-term friends. And obviously, Ian actually himself has got into the healthcare industry even earlier than I did. Oh, having said that, on hindsight, I actually did a biochemistry degree at university itself. So on hindsight, this is actually an extremely helpful course for me to be able to get into the sort of deeper level of the science of the healthcare industry. I guess in the last couple of years, we were based in Hong Kong and Asia. We were able to see a lot of very interesting healthcare projects coming through to Asia, and most of these are for capital raising reasons. Some of them are looking for collaborating partners. And Ian and I, we've operated a investment management business in Hong Kong, which involves investing a lot in predominantly in the past U.S. Healthcare projects itself. And the idea, the reason for that is because we continue to remain very robust around the growth of healthcare industry. Medical healthcare will remain a significant challenge towards our evolution of the betterment of our human lives. And so we've always found the healthcare industry to be fascinated. Companies are pouring research into hard to treat diseases, for example, Alzheimer's disease, cancer. And, by helping these companies to be able to deliver their drugs or their technology, we'll be able to enhance our lives, day-to-day lives going forward. I'm sure most people on a personal level would have, family members, relatives who have suffered from particular diseases or hard-to-treat diseases. And in most cases, very sad to see these people leave the family. Mm-hmm. And this relates to me personally as well as most people that we work with. And so really our core vision is to be able to help the world to get better in terms of healthcare and our medical health of ourselves. So really that's the core focus. And in the last couple of years, we were able to be able to, based in Hong Kong, to be able to make significant investments in the healthcare industry.
Where does blockchain and the crypto space come into all this? Like, how did you guys get into that
sure.
aspect of excitement, I guess? Like, how did you guys say, well, we're going to take everything we know and we're going to transfer all that into the blockchain and crypto space?
So we're in the last 2 years, and we've seen this increasingly in the last 6 months as well. We have been seeing a lot of healthcare-based big data projects coming through our way. Some of these are now starting to adopt the blockchain. I can tell you on top of my head, we have been shown many projects around using blockchain to contain medical data, to be able to facilitate the sharing of patient data projects, for example. And now we're seeing an increasing rate of these projects coming up to the surface. So, and what we've for the last 2 years, we have been planning for ANCO's development to be able to take advantage of the rapid development of blockchain itself. A lot of the healthcare process and businesses and the underlying research as well can be replaced by blockchain and deliver a more efficient solution around the healthcare industry. And this is, we see this as the start of the curve right now. Most of the projects we've seen, I can tell you on top of my head, I've seen over 20 projects coming through our way in the blockchain industry, which are starting to adopt a blockchain to drive not just big data-based healthcare projects, as well as some of the clinical service that is coming through from Asia, from US, from Europe as well. So I think it is still the tip of the iceberg. And really, the one of the reasons we wanted to get into this, to set up Ainco, is to be able to deliver the blockchain solutions to drive some of these very exciting healthcare projects. Some of these projects may be at different stages. Some of them are still at the brink of thinking of adopting blockchain for their business. Some of them are a little more advanced than others. And most of these also have the common issue with being able to perform, you know, capital raises or finding right. alternative channels to channel the working capital they require to make sure, you know, to deliver their project to the forefront of the society. So really, we had this, we're seeing a lot of these coming through our way, and Anchor was actually developed to tackle a lot of these problems and to be able to bring some of these very exciting healthcare projects to our community.
Let me back up a little bit. Do you have a tech background? I know you guys have a chief technical officer, and in doing my research, you and Ian both seem to have a very strong command of how you speak about, or a strong knowledge base about how you speak about blockchain technology and the currencies involved there. When did you guys personally get into cryptocurrencies, and what makes you excited about the blockchain space itself? Like, how did you get into that?
So that's a good question, Aaron. So I've been following Bitcoins and Ethereum pretty much since the beginning in the late 2000s. I was myself also a miner for a while. I wouldn't say to the scale of some of these much major miner industries. Our current Tipton, who's our CTO, has come from much more technical programming background, which we're very excited to have him as part of the team. The blockchain has gone through many evolutions right now. Until now, you talk about blockchain 1.0, now 2.0. Now people talk about blockchain 3.0, and people have learned from their mistakes in the last number of years, and the technology behind blockchain is constantly evolving. And I anticipate this to continue for the foreseeable future, to be able to constantly evolve blockchain into a more secured and more widely adopted technology itself. I get the question a lot of whether blockchain could be seen as another dot-com itself. And personally, I think blockchain is a lot more fundamental than that. I think the blockchain has a completely new consensus approach. It's not just about, you know, capital markets. It's not just about capital raising. It's very much about a fundamental data recording, transaction recording, security around the data being recorded. And so I strongly believe blockchain will continue to evolve into many different forms as well over the next number of years. And it is now appropriate for us to focus on using blockchain to really help drive some very exciting healthcare industry projects, to be able to get them to accelerate the evolution of these projects using blockchain as a medium.
So let's talk about Anco. Man, you guys have a lot of depth in this project. I felt like I was in the movie Inception, man. There was just layer upon layer upon layer. And I was like, man, let's go 101 with Anco. So it's a blockchain, right?
Correct. It's a blockchain and something else as well. So let me explain Anco in a more simplistic manner. I think to begin to explain Anco, we need to be able to explain what some of the problems are with with the healthcare industry, and from there you'll be able to visualize much better what are the problems we're trying to solve. As with most healthcare projects and healthcare technology projects, a lot of them have always historically been very slow in reacting to new technology. It has always been a more of a defensive industry on both an investment point of view, as well as a typically a very prolonged business development cycle for some of these healthcare industry, especially in the pharmaceutical world. You know, it could take 7 to 10 years to deliver a drug because of very robust regulatory requirements. Yes. To be able to test drugs in humans, for example. Although healthcare industry is extremely broad, so it's not just about drug development. It's also around medical technologies, about for example, medical robotics and medical AI, which are in a way less regulated, however, still extremely important in the healthcare space. It's now coming to be a very hot demand and hot topics from a development point of view. Healthcare industry is extremely huge. We're talking about tens of billions of economy nearly every year and will remain to be a critical part of the global economy itself. And with most of these projects, we've seen in the last number of years and for decades before that, a lot of them still have an issue around launching the project, ability to be able to create a large enough ecosystem to do research collaboration, finding talent, to be able to participate in the project, and also, of course, financial capital to be able to kick off the project with a foreseeable roadmap to deliver the minimum viable products. So things that, for example, their first generation product that some of these projects will be able to deliver for users to actually utilize the product itself. So that's called the minimum viable product. And I think the idea of the problem we've been trying to resolve is to look at, can blockchain really help these some of these healthcare technology projects? Can it really do the job in helping them? And the second thing is that, you know, what kind of financial solutions we can help to get these projects off the ground. So these are the two main challenges, I would say, for modern healthcare companies and healthcare technology projects to have to tackle. Anko as a platform delivers both. So our aim is to actually deliver our own blockchain to support some of these services, which I'm happy to talk about in a couple of minutes, as well as an end-to-end digital financing solutions platform to be able to get these healthcare technology projects off the ground. To give you some practical examples, Aaron, so a lot of these healthcare companies and projects have a extremely robust research underneath it. Research is obviously ongoing. However, they could be on the brink of adopting blockchain to be able to fully efficiently deliver the underlying research and the business model. So we, as Anko, we'll be able to help some of these companies to drive, to adopt their blockchain or build blockchain applications around their business to help them really to go digital and to be able to guide them to using our blockchain solutions to drive their business model. And once this actually have been established, we will be able to then help them to deliver the what we call the end-to-end financial solutions. It's actually about, you know, raising, for example, capital raising around in the digital world, for example, through token offerings, through some sort of liquidity, through debt financing, for example, being one of them. And most of our products that we are planning to launch under our umbrella will be able to tackle many different aspects of this cycle, and to be able to help deliver them, both the community and the issuing companies, in this case, the health tech projects, you know, an end-to-end solutions platform to help them grow.
So let's talk about the three core pillars or the three businesses within your company. There's Anko IB Solutions, Prime Solutions, and Smart Cap Solutions. Can you briefly talk about the three? And then we'll go from there.
So as we actually now understood the problem with some of these healthcare companies and with many other businesses alike, typically you would need to deal with two major elements around the financial side of things. So very often companies would like to raise their what we call initial sort of capital to help drive their projects forward. So we very much refer these nowadays to as ICOs, as token offerings of many different forms. You know, companies will issue their tokens, either it's a utility form of token or a security token, to be able to raise the financing they would need to get the project off the ground. So Anko IB Solutions focus on that area. It's around actually creating a ICO platform or ICO launcher platform to help them deliver this their ICOs, their token offerings to our own community, as well as a wider group of ecosystem that is connected to our community, to help them, you know, deliver their first ICO as their project. Anko IB Solutions targets that, and obviously with Anko IB Solutions, it's not just about ICOs, it's also around the integrity of these companies. Nowadays with ICOs around the world, as you can tell, there are many different types. There have been a lot of failure stories, there's been a lot of scams in the industry. And really one of our core objective is actually to make sure that we screen these companies very carefully. We do what we call due diligence process on these businesses. Are they realistic? Is their business model able to really achieve what they think they can achieve and have that kind of impact? And for us, it's very important that, you know, the companies that we are sponsoring for their offerings or for their ICO launches has to have a big impact to the world. Mm-hmm. So much of our process of the IP solution is also around the qualitative filtering and screening and analysis of these potential project companies for our community, and which we will also involve in scrutinizing, in analyzing whether these projects is worth going forward. Obviously, our community will play a very big part in analyzing these projects for us. So we call that as what we call an integrity system.
So I imagine some brilliant researcher or a group of guys and gals have an amazing idea that can revolutionize the medical industry. And they go to their boss and their boss says, no, you can't do it. There's too many hurdles. And they decide that they want to do something on their own. These are the type of people you guys are targeting. Is that correct?
That's a very good question, Aaron, and you are absolutely spot on. I would say that that's one typical example of the kind of projects that we will be supporting. A lot of these brilliant researchers and maybe groups of researchers or project companies at a very early stage, they have an idea that would completely revolutionize the world, and we're seeing this on a daily basis. However, you probably will only see a very small fraction of these companies ever come into light or ever be able to achieve the commercial success that it deserves. And part of the reason for this is because a lot of these early stage groups or individuals does not have the kind of ecosystem, both from a financial perspective and also a user perspective, to be able to help them grow and deliver their vision or their research into a viable product or into a viable service that could really change the world. And our idea of Anko is to be able to help some of these very talented people to be able to help them launch their project and accelerate their project with the help of our community to bring them into the society and to help them grow very quickly into something that could be utilized, that could be used or to roll out as a service to actually deliver them around the world, ideally globally, to be able to help them grow their business or project as a result. Most of the time, we are not exclusively targeting small groups of people. We also work with potentially large pharmaceutical companies as well. But you're quite right, Aaron. A lot of these smaller research groups and individuals, certainly in the current world and the current capital model that is around before the whole blockchain industry itself, would make them very difficult to grow and come to light.
Let's talk about Prime Solutions. What is Anko Prime Solutions?
So we've briefly talked a little bit about IB Solutions, which very much focus on, in banking speak, the capital raising side of a particular project. However, most ICOs, most tokens, after they have been listed, would rely very heavily on things like the secondary market liquidity, for example, on exchanges, how liquid your token can be, can you exit your investments, and so forth. What we've in investment banking industry know commonly, very commonly, is what is the financing, what is the liquidity of a particular token that has been listed. And so most people would refer to as the debt side of things, whereas your initial ICO is more to deal with equity of a particular company. So prime brokerage has existed in the investment banking world for many, many years. Really, the aim is to be able to provide liquidity around the underlying tokens, in this case, some sort of secondary market liquidity without people actually having to exit their investments. For example, if you've invested in an ICO right now, you wanted some liquidity on those tokens, you may not be able to get them unless you sell your investments completely in the exchange. What Prime is about is actually using those tokens as some form of security or some form of collateral to be able to obtain liquidity on the back of those tokens, so that the person now actually borrowing the liquidity by extending the token as collateral will be able to use the liquidity to do something more meaningful, or maybe they can pursue another ICO investments, or maybe they can participate in the underlying research project using that kind of liquidity. So to sum it up, Prime is very much around addressing the post ICO environment is around addressing the liquidity situation of some of the holders of these tokens and be able to facilitate liquidity for these people without actually causing them to have to exit their investments as a result. So that's why we've developed Anko Prime Solutions to be able to provide a lot of post ICO support from a financial perspective to both the contributors, the subscribers of tokens, as well as the issuing healthcare project companies alike.
Hey everyone, this is Matthew Aaron, and I'm here to tell you about our YouTube channel, Crypto 101 with Matthew Aaron. And the reason why we're doing this YouTube channel is because, well, we heard your feedback. Some people really like listening to stuff on YouTube, so all the audio podcasts are going to be posted on YouTube. Also, we're going to do previews and roundups of each episode. The previews are going to tell you about how we got to doing this topic, talking to these individuals, and where this interview came from. And the roundups are going to give you my personal opinions on the projects, the people, and, well, some commentary. And the reason why we're doing this is because we never want you to feel that we're shilling a certain project. I want you to get my personal opinions, honestly, openly. So please subscribe to Crypto 101 with Matthew Aaron on YouTube and enjoy. Comments are always welcome, and please let us know how we're doing. Now, back to the show.
So I participate in a company on your platform. They issue token securities and it does very well. I want to either, it sounds like I have the opportunity to either pull it out, get whatever fiat that I want to get, or I can stake, if you will, or borrow against my stake in another company to invest in a different company or something along those lines. Is that correct? Are you guys going to be, for lack of a better word, an exchange, a brokerage firm?
I think it's a combination of the many aspects that you just said, Aaron. So you're absolutely right. If you are a token a subscriber of a particular project on our platform that we've sponsored, you may not want to exit your investments so soon because you know that there's a clear roadmap towards the delivery of the underlying project and the product, and you may have a longer-term view to your particular investments. However, most investors would also like to invest in other projects that either we sponsor or they may want. They have other projects completely outside our system that they would like to invest in. And a lot of these subscribers may not have the sufficient liquidity, put it this way, to actually participate in further projects. So they would consider things like our Prime Solutions platform to be able to allow them to obtain a liquidity, for example, like you said, fiat or some of the major cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, by staking their existing tokens or existing investments via our platform, so that they can obtain additional liquidity to participate in new projects, in other exciting ICO projects that they're seeing, whether it's under our platform or outside our platform. So that's exactly the idea.
Well, you said it a lot better than I asked it. Thank you.
It's a very good question, Aaron. Yep.
What's Anko Smart Cap Solutions? It's your third pillar.
Sure. So and we've dealt with what we call IB solutions, which deal largely with capital. We've dealt with Prime Solutions, which is largely dealing with liquidity and financing post ICO. And the third pillar of Smart Capital Solution is really around opening up to the community various alternative, we call it alternative investment asset classes. So at the moment, we have a lot of people very interested in investing in digital assets. They are extremely robust on the potential performance of the tokens and ICOs. And as the regulatory world progresses, you're now seeing many different types of tokens coming through the platform. You've got things that got utility tokens, you've got security tokens. Even within the security tokens, you've got a wide subset of different types of asset-backed security tokens coming through the system. And really, the Smart Cap Solutions part is to provide a platform that allows our community or investors and user base to be able to get access to a wide variety of tokens. Either they are sponsored under our platform, or there could just be tokens that we happen to be collaborating with as partners to be able to have access to investing in some of these tokens and digital assets through our platform itself. It's not just about ICOs and not just about tokens itself, but as the alternative asset classes grow in many different kinds, you know, we'd be able to provide a platform to educate some of our contributors what the different types of tokens or what the type of different instruments are. We have the expertise to be able to perform analysis around it. We could be able to classify them as different type of risk profiles on the underlying assets and investment choices, and be able to give the community a broader and more transparent view of what they're actually investing in as well. So the Smart Cap solution is very much around focusing on investing as an alternative asset classes around the digital space, and constantly it's ever growing on a daily basis. And we're seeing a huge variety of tokens or tokenized funds, or actually novel instruments represented in a digital form, which may not even be a token on the back of it.
Yeah.
And this is what really the third class is about. It's actually about educating, about bringing some of these interesting new asset classes to our investors and be able to help them classify and risk profile some of these investments, which could be available to the public for investments.
But not limited to the healthcare industry.
Obviously our core strength has always been the healthcare industry, but we are not discounting the fact that we could be seeing a lot of investment opportunities outside the healthcare industry as well. For example, in the financial institution space, coming up with very interesting products, very much often described as OTC products, which have now become digitized as well. And a typical OTC product could be, some form of derivative, which actually with the underlying asset being a blockchain-based project or a healthcare industry or financial institution industry. And we wanted to create a platform that's wider than just the healthcare itself. Obviously, healthcare remain a significant part of our spectrum itself. But you're quite right. It could go wider than just the healthcare industry.
So to recap, you guys have a blockchain that offers end-to-end solution targeting the medical industry. So my friend Matthew Aaron likes to use his buddy Johnny. Johnny has a healthcare company. Johnny's a researcher for Johnson & Johnson, wants to do something outside of Johnson & Johnson, doesn't want to give Johnson & Johnson anything, or they said no to his fantastic multi-billion dollar idea. He's going to go to ENCO and say, here's my business plan. Here's my research. I need funds. Help me launch this project and deliver a product across the world. They're going to go to you. Then from there, the crowd that invests into Johnny's project is going to be able to either off-ramp their money or stake it to invest in new projects while the initial investment continues to grow. And finally, if they wanted to, and they go moon, but they want to go to Mars, they can further take that money and invest it into many different asset classes outside of the healthcare industry. Is that a very basic summary of what you guys are offering?
That's extremely well summarized, Aaron. I couldn't have done it better myself, I think. And I just wanted to add a little more to that summary. It's not just about a financial solutions. It's very much about helping them understand and develop in a blockchain-based approach to their business idea. I can tell you right now, not every business could be replaced or could be tokenized or could be replaced by a blockchain. We do get that question a lot around, why do you want to adopt blockchain? Why don't you just use a cloud service to facilitate research exchange or research collaboration? And very much it depends on a case-by-case basis. It's whether that project really has a significant advantage adopting blockchain to drive their business. That's the first thing we always ask the project companies. And if they do, would it help their business in creating a significant ecosystem around the world to be able to help them grow to be able to help bring talent to their project team and to be able to deliver a successful ICO or subsequent capital raises or liquidity for their project itself. So those are very key questions we need to answer. We need to query on every project that comes through the platform. And really the idea is to break down the barriers. As you know, in modern healthcare companies these days, now with the development of blockchain, now they have various roots in terms of capital raising. Unlike 10 years ago, most of these healthcare projects have to go through a very traditional venture capital route for capital raising, for building their business contacts and business relationships. And half the time, these researchers and clinicians have very little knowledge around how business world work. They need a lot of help and guidance on actually delivering their immensely smart idea to the real world of business. And so focusing historically a industry dominated by traditional venture capital funds, with the development of blockchain the last couple of years and token process, this has created alternative methods for these startup companies to find capital or to able to create, build their business contacts, their strategic partners, and so forth. So that's why blockchain is now an extremely useful technology advancement that can help address now some of these problems. And as an alternative to traditional venture capital funding that in the past, most of these healthcare project companies have the only method of capital raising. Now these companies have now got alternative ways to build their ecosystem, not just about capital raising, but to be able to help them, you know, reach a wide number of people through things like social media as well. So we're very excited about this, about the development of blockchain and the very often the economy that is trying to create, the smart contract economy that's created around the blockchain to actually address a lot of these fundamental, traditional, challenging issues that healthcare projects faced.
And one of the things that you guys discussed when I was doing your research was that you guys mentioned that the community, the collaboration between healthcare individuals is lacking significantly in order to advance the technology within the healthcare space. And that ANCO's solution would be to help stimulate that collaboration. How can you do that? How does that work? Big companies and small companies want to hold on so tight to their intellectual property, and they don't want to let anybody in. They would rather own it and not let that out. How do you bring that together? How do you bring that community together?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question, Aaron. I think maybe stepping back a little bit, let me explain to you typically how some of these healthcare projects or pharmaceutical companies work. Although intellectual property remains a significant part of their business, it's actually also a very well-trodden process in terms of protecting their intellectual property. First of all, for example, under intellectual property space, once you've patented your idea, it becomes what they call prior art. So even if the patent is fully disclosed, if your business product is fully disclosed, as long as it's patented, other competitors or other project companies, it's not easy for them to copy because significantly they've got something called a prior art protection. So from an intellectual property standpoint, most companies can be managed as long as they have already patented their idea. It doesn't mean that because of intellectual property, they cannot collaborate with outsiders. That is exactly the opposite. A lot of these healthcare companies need very talented people to be able to facilitate a particular aspect of their research or a particular aspect of their process or a business process they're trying to develop. And now with especially with the healthcare industry, a lot of these talent lies completely globally. It's a completely decentralized talent pool. We could have people working in the U.S., a project company based in the U.S., you know, not knowing that actually the data that they are trying to obtain for their research actually sits in the United Kingdom, for example. Mm-hmm. So, and at the end of the day, with most industry, it's around human capital. It's around finding where these pockets of talent are, who are expert in their particular process of their development cycle. And really, one aspect of ANCO is to be able to facilitate this kind of research and collaboration by bringing talented people around the world with their own expertise in the particular process to help these healthcare companies or healthcare project companies that we're sponsoring.
How?
Yeah, so it's just to give you an idea. So, for example, we have companies who are performing research on artificial intelligence, which they would require a lot of MRI-based image to help them facilitate the development of AI. Mm-hmm. Now, the challenge with these companies, and this company is now sitting in Hong Kong right now, and the challenge they have is actually to be able to obtain a particular a large number of MRI images to help them with their to train their artificial intelligence, because AI actually the accuracy of artificial intelligence is completely driven by the amount of data and image, or good quality data image that drives their learning process. Mm-hmm. And their challenge right now is to be able to obtain these images in significant quantity to be able to drive their AI. And we immediately, you know, thought about, actually, you know what, this is a great opportunity to use blockchain to facilitate not just the sharing of research around the world, but to create the economy, for example, using the AEN token as an incentive to incentivize people around the world to share their MRI images for this particular project company, so that they can use it to drive their AI. Now, obviously, people would not share the images, or very often they're not incentivized to do that just purely through the cloud itself. Our idea is actually be able to use our blockchain technology to facilitate this type of sharing, and also the token, the smart contract token, to be able to incentivize people to share this data, so that actually this particular project company in Hong Kong could grow on the back of this increasing amount of data that they're receiving. So this is one particular aspect that we've seen. We have had biotech companies who are performing what we call a genomic research, so the study of DNA for disease prediction, for example. They have a specific intellectual protected protocols that they actually run on the back of genomic data or DNA to actually make disease predictions. Now, this is obviously something, the IP itself is actually protected, so the protocol itself is a closely guarded secret in a sense. However, the actual data input from a genome perspective is extremely significant, and the more genome data that they obtain, the more predictable and accurate their disease model would become. So, and they've come to us and said, look, you know, is there any way we can obtain more data? We have limited financial resources. You know, we can't just go out to the market and buy in 100,000 of this genome data. But are there groups out there who have already got this data sitting on their server that's not doing anything, would be able to share this data to help us grow? So a very specific example, and we're seeing this as we dig further into the healthcare industry, we're seeing this on a daily basis. And so it's not other than just intellectual property protection, it's also around data collection. And right now, I can tell you, Aaron, in the healthcare industry, there's no blockchain per se that actually focuses on research sharing to be able to facilitate and incentivize people to share their research. It could be in the form of imaging data, it could be in the form of genome data, it could be in the form of scientific papers that they are producing at the moment. And there's no such thing in the world right now that actually facilitates this. And blockchain, together with the smart contract capability, will be able to solve a lot of these issues that are already commonly occurring on a daily basis.
That's a fantastic use case. What's the function of the AEN token exactly? You just touched on it.
So AEN token has a multidisciplinary use. It actually traverses across both the financial industry and also the medical utility perspective. We like to classify them as a financial utility as well as a medical utility token. Very much under our IP solutions, our prime solutions, and our smart cap solutions, these pillar of technologies is very much driven off transactions. The more transactions occurrence on our blockchain, you know, the more valuable our token becomes. Very much almost all the transactions in terms of commissions, in terms of of fees, in terms of the cost of recording on our blockchain, will be represented by the AEN token. It will be available for mining as well. So we do incentivize miners with our token itself, but very much on the financial utility side, it's driven off by the demand and the transaction frequency of the AEN token. For example, you know, if people launch their ICO project using our ICO platform under the IP solutions, you know, they will have to pay commissions in the form of AEN tokens for the use of our launcher platform. Obviously, this token would then be distributed, this commission would then be distributed to the miners who are providing the infrastructure in driving our blockchain itself. That's on the financial utility side. On the medical utility side, we've touched on a little bit around the sharing of research. You know, the token is actually could be used for driving talent and incentivizing talent to help other project companies. The project companies can adopt AEN as a form of payment for service for these talented individuals to participate in their project. You know, it could be used as a token of choice to share their research. It could be used as a token of choice for actually adopting into their business itself. So, you know, for example, if a medical service company is willing to adopt a cryptocurrency for accepting payment for their service, AEN token will be able to facilitate that process pretty easily. And we will, one of our key objectives of sponsoring a lot of these healthcare companies is to ensure that the AEN is ingrained into their business processes, whether it's a form of acceptance of payment or whether it's a form of recruiting talent or whether it's in the form of transactional services or pay for commissions. You know, the AEN token is being widely adopted by these healthcare project companies. And if I can actually supplement a little bit more around the tokens itself, sure. I think a lot of the blockchain companies themselves, even you look at the top, you know, 30 blockchain companies right now in terms of market cap, a lot of them have a practical issue with actually getting real life companies or multinational companies to adopt the use of the blockchain or adopt the use of the currency itself. Mm-hmm. And this is a common issue you see on a daily basis, that, you know, people are constantly looking for strategic partners to be able to adopt their blockchain for use. We in the healthcare industry, we actually seeing a lot of these healthcare companies very willing to adopt a blockchain-based token to be able to facilitate their process. In fact, I would say in the next 12 months, we have already in our pipeline four project companies who are looking to launch their ICO and also be able to utilize our token as part of their research collaboration work in the background to help them develop their own blockchain solutions using our blockchain as a basis for the ledger for recording the transactions. So we're very much focused on making sure there are real life cases in people that are adopting our token and people using our blockchain. And also we, in the process, create enough flexibility to allow them to actually develop their own application to facilitate their own process as well. So we're very much focused on real life case use here.
Let's talk about how we make you guys live then. Where are you guys at in your token launch?
So we are currently undergoing what we call a private sale right now until the 26th of July, following which the pre-ICO will launch on the 27th of July until the end of August. And following that, the third stage will be what we call a ICO crowd sale from early September all the way to the end of September. So we've split our process into three processes right now, and most of our information is currently on our website.
Sure, I'll provide that in the show notes. What is the deliverables? So once you guys close end of September, what are the expected deliverables between the close of the ICO through, say, the first quarter of 2019?
From between now and the first quarter of 2019, we'll be delivering, first of all, we'll have our first version of our blockchain being adopted firstly in the test net. So we will be rolling our blockchain for testing certainly in quarter four of this year. And closely before the end of the year, we will push this blockchain live so that we can actually have community mining our blockchain as well as utilizing our blockchain. So that's the first deliverable we will target to deliver to our community. Mm-hmm. The second product is actually our smart wallet. So we call it the AEN Connect. It's actually an application that allows for basically the single entry to all our services, all our products subsequently launched under the IB, the Prime, and the Smart Cap solutions. So the idea with the smart wallet is to be able to not just about, you know, holding our tokens in their wallet, but also about helping facilitating mining is where our subsequent ICO launcher will be launched. Our exchange platform will be provided there later on in the smart wallet. And it will be a constantly evolving application as we grow our user base and our project companies under that. So again, we're targeting the launch of our smart wallet in quarter four this year. And then actually towards the first quarter one of 2019, we will be launching the very first sponsored ICO project, which again will be very exciting. We'll make further announcements on that at the moment. The first ICO project will be launched at the very beginning of 2019 under our launcher platform.
During this ICO launch, what is the difference for you guys at the soft cap of 15 million and the hard cap at 60 million? Like, if you get 15 million, do the deliverables change? If you get 60 million, do the deliverables change?
We have obviously with our soft cap at the moment of 15 million is what we have assessed to be able to, the minimum requirement to be able to launch our platform and our products. A lot of the capital goes into the building the team and building the application development team to constantly to accelerate and evolve our blockchain platform and our applications. As with these things, more money, then the faster it becomes for the deliverable itself. So the idea is actually between the soft cap and the hard cap, it will allow us to actually in parallel build a significant teams to be able to drive and accelerate some of our core objectives and for future development plans. So for example, the Prime solutions and also the smart cap solutions, which as per our roadmap, we're looking to deliver over the course of 2019 and 2020, with the successful race towards the hard cap, will be to accelerate a lot of these development process and to get these rolled out sooner as opposed to later in the roadmap itself. So that's certainly one element of that to accelerate the growth of our technologies. More importantly, I think the second thing is that actually with greater capital, we'll be able to service a much wider a number of project companies around the world. So with existing predictions around the soft cap of 50 million, we'll be able to support up to four or five quality ICO healthcare projects in the next 12 months. But with significantly more capital, we'll be able to deliver in parallel a much wider number of project companies under our platform, which is not just it's a combination of research, it's also a function of capital to be able to work with these companies to develop their own blockchain application itself. So it's very much around our ability to accelerate our outreach to the medical community and to be able to promote their significance around the world in unlikely places, in Europe, for example, in the Middle East, and with additional increased capital towards our hard cap, that will allow us to reach that market and achieve some significant impact much quicker than we would. Yeah.
Is there anything that we missed that you wanted to mention before we close out?
At the moment, I think maybe just to quickly summarize, again, we are probably one of the first company in the world to focus on a healthcare sector-based blockchain solutions. And our deliverable is quite multidisciplinary in nature. So we are delivering not just a blockchain, we're not delivering just the financial solutions, but a combination of end-to-end business process. It's really much around how blockchain can fundamentally change the healthcare industry, which we strongly believe it would, how actually it would accelerate things like drug development, medical big data, things like healthcare servers, and even healthcare funds, for example, which is now a lot of the focus is around tokenizing healthcare funds. So our process is more comprehensive in that sense. And we really hope that our blockchain and our financial solutions platform is the first step towards being first in the world to deliver these exciting projects for the years to come.
Where can people learn more about you and the project?
All of our information is on our website. So it's on www.aincoin.com, AENCOIN.com. All our papers, our white paper and presentations are, and also the ICO subscription process is all on our website at the moment. We are also present on our Telegram group, as well as on other social media like Twitter and the Medium, for example, where we'll be making some significant announcements on our blockchain in the next couple of weeks. So please stay tuned. Yeah, so feel free to join us on one of our chat rooms.
Thank you very much for being on the podcast. I appreciate it. I look forward to see where you guys go.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Aaron. Thanks very much for your time. Lovely to be here. Thank you. Take care.
Yo, everyone. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed the show, then check out the links on the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe to ICO 101 Podcast by going to the Crypto 101 Podcast feed that is found on iTunes, SoundCloud, and CastBox. And please leave a positive review. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at @SupAaronPaul. And don't forget to follow the show as well at ICO 101 Podcast. Until next time, peace.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.